זוהי זכוקס התורה. זה תרגום אונקלוס דו גזירס אירייסה. דו גזירס אירייסה. בעצם, it's a shmer zach, it's an extra word here. I'm going to learn the parsha of Pora Aduma. Parsha of Pora Aduma is a choyk. Chazal tell us parsha Aduma, Pora Aduma is a choyk. So, the Torah had to write, Zois Chukas HaPora. We have Zois Chukas HaPesach, right? Zois Chukas HaPora. The poro is not the mitzvah, it's the tuma v'taira. Zois chukas, tuma v'taira. But what is zois chukas atoiro? What is the pshat zois chukas atoiro? So we'll explain it in a second. The marshal Reb Moshe Feinstein says, Gevaldik Gevald, Reb Moshe says, zois chukas atoiro, says, this is the yesod in the ganze teira. Metayres atmeim u metames atoir. Divrei Torah could be samachaim lamaminim bo v'samamolos lamasmilim bo. Some people could sit and learn and become tamidei chachomim, and some people could use the Torah to do all the bad things with the Torah. Kol klal Yisrael, the ganze Torah is like that. So it's the remez, zo yischukas haTorah. The ganze Torah is as they. The ganze Torah is as they. Could be. Could be, it could be a Hezbah. But that's the shayla. What is Zois Chukas HaTorah? So the uncle who says, Dog Zeiras Oiraise. Dog Zeiras Oiraise. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Pei brings down Hayomim shenoyagim bohem liis'anois ala tzoroi she'iru la'aviseinu. This is Simen Tov Kuf Pei. In the end of Simen Tov Kuf Pei, the Mogen Avrom brings down the same Sefer HaTanya. B'yoyim shishi parshas chukas noagu yechidim liis'anois. The yechidim are noyag to fast. Thank you, forgot about it today. V'kosu the nichtav lezikoroi, masheera b'shemur brings it down also. Masheera b'yomeinu al roiva v'neseinu shenisrefo teiras eloikim. B'shnas chamesh esalofi v'arbamois was in France that they burned 24 carriages full with Talmud. Our days, everything is computer wise, and ishgun azag reisazach. But in that days, it was kimat was shichachas ateira, sreifas a Talmud, kimat was nothing left. הרבונים שהיו עושו שיילס חלון. They went to ask the שיילס חלון. Why it happened? עם גזירו עם אימא בוירה. וישיבו דו גזירה סוירייסה. זו יזכוק הסתירו דו גזירה סוירייסה. מאויסו יום ואילך. Then it happened, it was Friday, פרשה זכוקס. קובו יחידים ליסענס ביום ווב פרשה זכוקס. And the tainis was not made for the dates of the month. It's not made for the days of the month. They decided to make it the Friday Parshas Chukas. Dog Zera Seiraise. Zera Chukas Ateir. So I heard the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso. He explained Pshat. Why take everything in Klal Yisrael we do lefi the date? Why this thing we're not doing lefi the date? This thing we're doing lefi Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. What is the Shaychas? So he said that Vaisto is the answer to them. Zois Chukas HaToiro, Dog Zera Seiraise. The reason that it happened was not because the date. It happened because it was Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas, bad things could happen to the Torah. So people fast. It's bavust in the Sforim that they try, people that want them attacking Kovodat Teire, they try to do it Friday, Parshas Chukas, or to give money to Moisdas, or the Tzedoke, or to fast in these days. But Klal Yisrael, when we come to fix, why it's exactly in Zois Chukas HaTeire, the Indian to fix the Kovodat Teire, is different as Beiri, maybe we'll understand it a little bit later, with Adam Kiyomus Ba'oyal, and Divatayim Iskayim Elo Misha Mei Misatzmo Yaleo. Aber Parshas Chukas, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, this is the time that you have to fix the Kovodat Teire. Fix the Kovodat Teire. I think today I had a whole conversation, you know, as a Hechsher, Rubin, Mehavrim. So today I spoke to Rav Rubin for an hour. So he told me he thinks that what happened here, that some stores didn't listen completely yet to the Rosh Hashiva, he thinks because it's Zeis Chukas HaTeire, Parshas Chukas, is a matzav that people are not makpil in the Kovodat HaTeire. And forget, the mitzvah is to this day to fix it. Because if you yichidim have to fast, but Yeshiva Smir is Kovodat HaTeire, ain't Teire el Yeshiva Smir, this is Nusa. And the Mele, the Sitra Achre, Vaistos comes in Parshas Chukas Friday, and it burns the Teire. Opens the stores, all these things. It burns the day. This is the Kerech of the Sitra Achre. So, poof, he said, this Friday, this Lel Shishi is the hardest time that the Yitzhar Horeh from against Teire has a Koyach. Well, Rai in France had managed to burn the Teire. Here, Baruch Hashem, was no fire yet. But, so he said, but the Yechidim have a Tafkid, Taki to fix, to be Moisel Nefesh, to Mechazik the Kovodat Teire. This was his shik of Teire today in the morning. And Zoi Shukas HaTeire. Aber wir kommen auch in der Schale, es wurde Zoi Shukas HaTeire. Was ist der Pshat? So, wir wollen schon explain a couple Sachen. Why Be'etzem is Tumme V'Teire? Why is Tumme? Why is the Musig of Tumme? It steht, one of the nisim that happened in Beis Hamikdash, that the Kohen Gadol didn't see Keri. So all the Mefoshim, Efshel Chasim Sefer speaks it out. And next that the Kohen Gadol didn't see Keri in Yom HaKippurim, Kohen Gadol. Och and vei, if he sees Keri. Kohen Gadol, and Ness. And not only that, they didn't let him to sleep, they didn't let him to eat. They protected him with all the Shmiras, that a person has nicht zu haben carry. A solo nisim nasim beis amigdash. What are the nisim the Kohen Gadol? Even a normal day, I hope we expect the Kohen Gadol not to see carry and to have to come to a miracle that he didn't see carry. Aber fregnet, if a decision to fregnet cash already. Aber they didn't lead him to sleep. He was awake. Pirchei Koyanim, stand there in the fingers, they didn't let him. Yeah, they spoke in learning. If you can't speak in learning, I got it, their stories. Aber they didn't let him to sleep. They didn't leave him to eat. They had special foods that the Sodom of Sekis, he only ate food that doesn't leave. No? Kohen Gadol tries all the ishtalas, everyone is around him, and he knows that if he sees Keri, Bizeris is no, he can't serve Hashem tomorrow. Marash and Nes, that it didn't happen. Zog b'chasim Sefer, Aral, the bigger that the Kedusha is, the Tumah sticks on. And b'derech hateva, the Kohen Gadol had to see Keri. Vali was so Kodesh Kedoshim, was no way that he will not see it. And b'mele was asor nisim. Val, this spitz, ki b'yayim hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayir eschem. Kohen Gadol came to the Yichud HaGadol to be spitz tayre of Klal Yisrael. Spitz tayre causes tumah. This is the reason before Shem explained, even though we know that it's a choik, B'Bez Hashem will learn that it's a choik Pora Aduma. But, you know, we have a reshu sometimes a little bit to explain. Before Shem explained why Take Pora is Metaires Atmeim and Metaires Atahirim, Lu Yetzir Pora didn't have that knech that she's Metaires Atahirim, and Metaires Atmeim and Metaires Atahirim, the Pora also has to have Epes Tuma. So much Taire can't work without Tuma. So the Mefoshim explain why are your letters as metame. Choyim asked the kasha, why your letters is metame? When someone dies, it's Tuma. Tuma's later, forget. More life came to the world. Why Tuma? We know when someone is dead, it's tumah. She brought a baby into the world. The tumah shvuaim ki meini dasa. Why? Why are your lettuces full with tumah? So the Foshim explained the same idea. Very pasha. She bring more chaim, she bring more taira to the world, more kedusha to the world. The more kedusha that comes, tumah sticks on right away. This is the mitzvah. The tumah sticks on to the taira. They bring it to a mashal that if a person has two jars, one stamped with food, one has full with honey. The one with the honey, all the bees come right away. There's nothing in the jar, it's empty, they don't come. Rambam says, a goy is not metameh. Why? His neshama leaves. A yid, when he's shasim, he's tiyas a neshama, tachlis abriya, he goes up to the shamayim, lidabek, v'kulay toir, toir hu, kodoshu, chosinu, and that minute, the tumah catches what they could catch. The tumah tries alamot to catch to the tiger. Zoi schukas ha-toiro, only because Klal Yisrael, when we kabel teire, we made it, they have tuma. It goes together. With the teire of Klal Yisrael, they get tuma. We made it, val with the teire of Klal Yisrael, they get tuma. So this is zoi schukas ha-toiro. But lemaise, it's called chuka. So Rashi, everyone knows the first Rashi, we're born up with the first Rashi. Fisha Satan, Vomasailo, Moine Mesisro, Lema, Ma Mitzvah Zois, Ma Tam Yeshbo, Leficho, Kosa, Bachuko, Gzeiro, Milefonai, Einlecho, Reshus, Lehara, Hareo, Tanchume. Everyone knows the Posuk in Koheles, Omarti, Echkomo, Virechoiko, Mimeni, Shleime Amelech, Shenosan, Taimim, Lekola, Terekulo, Kevin, Shigia, Lepora, Adumo, Omar, אמרתי איך קומו וירחוי קום ממני. אמרתי איך קומו וירחוי קום ממני. פרק דה ביסה לוי. רשי ברינגס דאו, קטינג ורמוי שהדר שם. טוב אוי אים ותחפה צוי אז בנו. פורא אדום אז מחפר ענד היגל. Poros the egel, Poros Adum is the mother, Techaper al Tzoyas Bno is the egel. So why we say Chukoi? It's a Givaldik Pshat. Tovo Yein, Techaper al Tzoyas Bno. Poros Adum is the Tikkun al Chet Egel. Zog de Besalevi, this is one of the Yesoidistik of Besalevi that every Yeshiva Bocher has to know. Zog de Besalevi, Avade. I will explain to you Pshat. It says like this. Avada the Pora Aduma is a tikkun al chet ha'egel. But it's a choik. What is a choik? We don't understand how it works. It's mechaper on the egel. This we understand. But what is mechaper on the egel? How? The logic of this mitzvah works. Metayres ha'tmeim. Umetames ha'toirim. This we don't understand. How it works, we don't understand. And the Mesalevi explains again. So the choik is the system. The system is a choik. System is a choik. How it works is a choik. Why it came? Lechaper. Zog de Mesalevi, what was the chet of chet ha'egel? People think that the chet of chet ha'egel was that they wanted to be Eved Avod Zara. I'm asking you a shaila. Zog de Mesalevi, if you think that they wanted to be Eved Avod Zara, they would go to Aaron HaKoyen, please organize it for us. Mistama Aaron will mess it up. We'll make a long tail, at least to the eagle, yeah? We'll make strange horns. So I will be Aaron, yeah? So I'll do the eagle. I'll make a chant out of it, yeah? Klal Yisrael came and he said, we need a manik. Ki zeo ish Moshe asher olachnu lefonov lo yodanu mehoi oloi. We need a manik, we need something to follow. We can't be without a following. We have to have a follow. We need a follow. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, we need a follow. Fakel, they taught Aaron HaKoyen will do all of the ichudim, the sigufim, the inyonim, that this manik will come to be mekasher in between them to Boira Oilom. And I know you think it sounds stupid. It doesn't sound stupid at all. Klal Yisrael think, if Moshe Rabbeinu could be in between us to Hashem, so the Egel also could be in between us and Hashem. He asked me, what is the... Moshe Rabbeinu, b'yachas to Hashem, Hashem is Hashem. For Hashem, if you could speak to Moshe through us, you could speak to the standard through us. It came from the opposite system completely. Hashem is big, he needs something in between, because he can't speak directly to us. Pasnish. So he could take something that is made from mud, became an Adam, and he could take something that came from gold and became a cow. What is the difference? Fakel gold. The more that we take a lower thing, I don't have to convince you to get an eagle, yeah? But the more that the lower is the thing, it shows more that we believe in Boir Olam. Because if you take something that is really active and smart, it means, yeah, Hashem. Hashem with the leadership of Moshe, it works out, yeah? A good team. But you say Hashem with a standard, it means everything is Hashem, right? So we'll take an eagle, he will talk. For sure he can't talk on his own. Hashem will make him to talk when he needs to talk. What is the difference? Kol kulei will be l'shem shomayim. Everyone, Klal Yisrael gave the gold. Be yichudim, l'shem Hashem. Every piece of him is l'shem Hashem. It's much better from a person. Yelud Isha came from Tipus Rucho. Here everything is Tairas HaKodesh. Kosher HaGelt, l'shem shomayim. Holy chudim. I was speaking of a couple of hours, I'll convince you also to do a eagle today, yeah? This one happened there, Zog de Bisalevi. What was the taina al Klal Yisrael? Hashem said, V'chol pesel u'maseicho lo yisaseh lecho. Hashem spoke to Doir Deir. He didn't mean don't be like people in India, yeah? People were dog there. So the Chata Egel was, they took a decision on their own. They didn't do what Hashem told them to do. A person with Yichudim could come very far, but we have to know you have to do what Hashem told them. The Mishkan was Lechaper al Egel, Zog de Bezalevi, and every Shlav in the Mishkan, if you learn Parsha Svayakil Pkudei, you know, there's a lot of words, it looks like repeating himself, but you know, every time is a line. Vayase kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Bezalel knew to do the Kelim for the same reason that Hashem told Moshe. Why to do an olim? He knew. Malchus v'tiferes v'netzach works out when you mix it together. He knew exactly how it works. He didn't know, he didn't need even the tziva Hashem. Because the tziva Hashem is lefi de galgalim, aruchnim, and Bezalel knew exactly the purpose under every keli, right? So he could have done the keli for the purpose that the keli is there. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He did. He added inside toichet, but he didn't do it because he knew how to do it. He did it because Hashem told him to do it. The tikkun was you will do poa adumo. You will do a mitzvah that you don't understand how to do. Avad is the tikkun on the egel, Zog de Bezalevi. But the mitzvah is follow like a tuki. Don't understand, just follow. Follow. This is the tikkun of the chata egel. Avad, tov v'poro v'techap v'techaneach tzoyas b'no. What is the tikkun, Zog de Bezalevi? The tikkun is chuko. I remember when I was in Ponovich. People came, they wanted to do kiruv in Russia. The country. Very harsh of a country that is, and it started to fall apart. Everyone was busy with Kiruv there. So it was an organization, now Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of harsh of a Yidden in Russia, I think. Then it was no one there, it was Mamish, after communists, it was Mamish 70 years of communism, nothing was left. So how you get them? So the way is you made a big party, vodka goes good there. You bring a lot of vodka, the oil will dance and sing. After a couple of days, slowly, you manage to get him to come to the seminar. But, you know, to come to the dancing, only mixed dancing. In Russia, the first thing is that everyone is the same. Zohar, Nekeve, big, small, king. And this was the first Yisrael of communists. Every piece is the same piece. There's no music. Zohar, Nekeve, was nothing there. This was the spitz of communists. Yeah? Everyone is the same. You'd say, separate dancing, no one will touch it. So Shach said not to do it. So he said, yeah, but you know, look, they did it already. 50 guys in yeshiva already from that. Shach said, we don't need 50 guys in yeshiva. We need to do what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem doesn't want us mixing that. I'm not going now. Every guy will ask if Cholila Vechas doesn't stay learning and he has to go to Kiruv, so he will ask his director how to ask his Rav what to do. Kiruv is very choshev, but no. People that are not learning could do it. We could sit and learn. But Avshach said, this is the mistake. This is the Chet HaEgel. You know what is the Chet HaEgel? Guys, they want. He wants to be the Mezakeh Rabim in Daf HaYoyvi. It's very Chosh Mezah. He's Mezakeh Rabim against the internet. Chosh Mezah. Very Chosh Mezah. The Shaila is if he does what Hashem wants him to do or not. The Mator, Hashem doesn't need help. He manages. If he wants, in 1 minute, everyone becomes Balchu. No, you're young. I'm also young. But you're younger. You know, when I was young, it was because you're musik to become Balchu. It started. There was no musik here, there. Today, hundreds come back, hundreds go out. But it's a musik. Hashem made a ruach in the world. There was no musik like that. Becoming fruit. One out of a million. If Hashem wants, thousands will come. Altas the Rebbe, he doesn't need help. He needs us to do kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. So you have to make a cheshbon, the Moshe. During Seder, Hashem doesn't want you to do something, so you don't do it. You don't make a cheshbon. But if I will do it, I will gain. Avada Gedolei Yisrael sometimes could decide you have to do something. But the shaila is, you're doing kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. You're doing kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. You want a pry. You feel chizuk. Some people, you know, they say this tefillah because it does this, and this tefillah they say this. Shmoneh Esrei they don't daven kimat. Yeah, I understand. Nishmas adds that. Shir Hashirim adds that. Chayim Shira adds that. It could be. He goes to Miron to daven. He's not learning today. Miron is a mile, yeah. To daven to Hashem, to have koyach to learn, yeah? Sit and learn. No, he doesn't do. He's not doing rotzen Hashem. He's trying to chap. This was the musik of Chet HaEgel. They didn't look, they overlooked. It's the right word. They overlooked. Chol pesel lo yisa aser lecho. And they looked at the tachlis. But at the end of the day, in the end of the day, look what will be. And the end of the day. It's the end of the day. It's nagah every time. And I'm not saying sometimes a guy, you know, he's rushing to he's doing a Lama Zagan C program, yeah? He's missing the bus. I bench is 1 minute. Hashem asks you not to bench to, he doesn't need you there. I'm not saying every time. Yeah, sometimes the diamonds 1, 2, 3, I beat to be in Seder, yeah? I'm not saying, sometimes maybe it's, if it doesn't come to Seder, and then I'll be a big pirtza. I'm not going out to the details. But again, he's not doing kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. This is the yesod of Chet HaEgel. Was a lot of his beirim, was a lot of shtik lach teire, why Egel is yogirech. Aaron couldn't answer them, no. Aaron could not answer. Aaron HaKohen. He did the eagle. He put it into the fire. He meant different things will happen. Chazal say eagle. So the way to metaken it, Hashem gave a mitzvah fakert. Say nishmas, it's easy. You think it works, yeah? You got a mitzvah that doesn't make sense. And you're just doing it because Hashem told you to do it. So, shtal tzachtzu, a person goes into a mikveh, people think, oh, you go to the mikveh, you become Torah, yeah? says Beirim also, you become tougher to the water, other Yisaitim in mind. Not going enough, there's Beirim, how it works. It rinses, yeah? You rinse your dirt, it's rinsing the tumah. There's a lot of, I would call it, slash reasonable reasons to understand a little bit how mikveh works, Lamosha. The Torah even calls it rinse. Sometimes the Torah doesn't call it even v'toval, yeah? V'rochatz. Like you rinse dirt. But again, I'm not. We're not Isaac. This week in Bichlal, we're not Isaac at that part of the Torah in our shiur, yeah? And that ma'areches. So people that have ismachus in these explanations, yeah? Have all of this kind of part of Torah. It's also part of Torah. Poro Aduma didn't make sense. Chup. There's no. With the water is a mahalach. This is the mushal of the Teire. Shaf the mind, besos. It's a music mind. Teire nim shalom lemaim. Kol tzomel lechu lemaim. Be'er alimaim. It's a music of mind. Eifer ha'pora is nasa. Aber dosi guf of the mitzvah. Hashrosh ha'sa'inya. Dosi guf of the hashrosh ha'sa'inya. The Ashrosh HaSa'inyan was to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to listen from top to the bottom. When a person does that chaylik, he's metaken. I saw Stami, the Kli Yoko, just to finish this Inyan. It's a sweet word from the Kli Yoko. He says, Tov al poro v'techaper tzoy as bno. He said that the Maisa, we said when a tumor comes, when a person dies, right? Maimed al Sinai, Chazal say that no one will die, right? They had two, the Edyoi, no one will die. After Chataegel, they went back to die. So, Be'etzim, the whole reason they told me because they had a Chataegel. So, who caused the tumor? The Chataegel. Tovu Poro, Techaper Tzoyas Bno, she caused the tumor in Klal Yisrael. So she has to come to the Egel, made the tumor in Klal Yisrael, so the mother has to clean out the Egel. So Tovo Eim v'techap al-tzoy az-bno. Zoy schuk as-atayr. Odom ki yomus ba-oyl. Lehem shech ha-parsha. Zoi satoire odom ki yom uzbaoyim. Perek yutes posuk yudalet. So the Gemara in Broches Darshens, odom ki yom uzbaoyim, ein divreteire miskaimim elo b'mishe meimis atzmai oleo. Again, the extra word, zoi satoire. Posuk yudalet say, odom ki yom uzbaoyim, kol aboy la oyel itmo. Zoi satoire odom ki yom uzbaoyim. Ein divrei Teira miskaimim elo b'mi shemei mis'atz me'oleo. It's a Gemara. So now, before we start the Mass with this Gemara, Rabbi Moshe Shterbuch has a cute word, nice word. It says, Olam ki yomus be'oyer. It says, the Hartzvi together, I want the Mass be'oyer. It says, how a person is matzliach to become a Talmid Chochem when he's machshiv this world for an oil, for a tent. But if he's machshiv this world for a house, for a davar kavua, olam hazeh, we say, Odom ki yomus ba'oyel, v'hu hoylech lebeis olamoy. Olam haba is the house. This world is a tent. The atzloch of a person is Odom ki yomus ba'oyel. Ein divateyu miskayim imelo b'mishen mei mis'atz ba'oyel, that he feels that he's living in a tent, in a temporary place. But the Chofetz Chaim says a Yisrael. Odom ki yomus ba'oyel. Listen carefully to this Chofetz Chaim. Odom ki yomus ba'oyel. Zog de Chofetz Chaim. Kodosh. Ein divreteira miskaimim elo b'mi shemei mis'atz mo'yoleo. A person could learn in yeshiva 10 years. 20 years. He was never yet in his life maybe his atzmai left. He learned. Maybe he preferred Taka to go away for Shabbos. So he didn't go away for Shabbos. When it's hard for him, he puts down his head to rest. When he's hungry, he goes out to buy something to eat. When he's really tired, he just does his chavrusa, not today. So what he was meimis atzmei aleh? Not meimis atzmei aleh. He's learning. Then you wonder why he didn't become a god nador. Avada, it'll be more gishmak for him to do different things. But he was meimis atzmei aleh. He was meimis atzmei aleh. He was meimis. You know, there's so much stories on Gedoyle Yisrael. I heard recently a story, one of the Gedoylim, that they would sit and learn by night. They were tired. They were scared that they would fall asleep. So some tied their hair to the ceiling, that if they fall, they will wake up. Some hold the candle in their hands, that if they fall asleep, they will get burned. I don't understand. So go to sleep, learn a bit later. No, these days they knew. Tomorrow they will learn what they will learn. They could schlep another 5 minutes. I'm tired, I'll learn tomorrow. I know, but I'll finish that. So guys will ask us, if I'm tired, I have to learn. Maybe Sunday, I can have time to tap on this question. Yeah? Aber, you were moisel nefesh? Friday meal finished. You were moisel nefesh to go to learn? And yeshiva, okay, the pressure. Yeshiva, you want to be a good name. We'll say, garnished. It also happens. It's not called moisel nefesh. You were moisel nefesh? Ein divrei Teire miskaimim elo b'mi shemeimis atzmo yoleo. A person sometimes doesn't realize he's not a meimis. He's not a meimis. And to be matzliach, you need to be a meimis. To be matzliach, you need to be a meimis. Ein divrei Teire miskaimim elo b'mi shemeimis atzmo yoleo. If you're not a meimis, it doesn't work. If you're not a meimis, it doesn't work. And I'm saying, everyone has to find the time that he's a meimis. A bocher has his ways. Even a person becomes a balabas. So, yeah, I don't have enough energy. Oh, but it's too hard for him, so he doesn't go. So he's not a meimis. He's not a meimis. You know what meimis means? Meimis. Chafetz Chaim said, I'll tell you what is meimis. So kipshutim means mamish. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. This is meimis. Chafetz Chaim said, I'll tell you what is meimis. You get a letter from the doctor, you have 24 hours to live. There's nothing more to do. The machla is there, it's spread all over, you have 24 hours to live, in 23 hours you already lose conscious, this is it. What are you going to do? Amat HaGolam? Ovidui, Tfile, Tshuva, Chaparayin learning. A person has to feel every day, this is it. Chofetz Chaim says, and it's not stam, because this is it. Hashem gave you this Friday, Dog Zera Seiraise, to do what you have to do this Friday. You have different things that you have to do Shabbos. What you didn't do this Friday, you will never do. You will never fix. Maybe with a lot of tshuva in the end of your life, maybe. So everyone will say, okay, so eventually I will do it. Yeah, Echta V'Oshu. But Ein divrei Teire miskaimim elo b'mi shemeimis atzmo yoleo. Elo b'mi shemeimis atzmo yoleo. And a person has to know, a person has to be moisel nefesh. A person has to be moisel nefesh. We have one of the hardest parshas, psukim in the parsha. There's no water to drink. There's no water to drink. There's no water to drink. So you have to understand what is the pshat that 40 years b'schus milyom and now they don't have. It's a very shver zach. I saw somewhere it says vayvob mikob ne Yisrael kol eido midbarzin. So krashi kol eido eido shleimo. Shikvam meisu mimidbar ve'elu pir shel chayim. Everyone was okay. No yomayim le'eido liba Thomas milyom because milyom the be'er was b'schus milyom. Sido Moshe, sido Aaron. Understand pshat. Everyone is there, but the be'er is b'schus milyom. It's a limud b'fnei atzmai. V'yor yavahom b'moishu. Lama yavais eskaal Hashem al amidbar hazeh lo mushom. Lama leton b'mitzrayim. V'yor b'moishu. V'yidabar Hashem b'moishu kach esamate. V'hakel esraido. Ato v'au inochicho. V'dibartem el asela le'ineyem. V'nosan meimo. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives a mitzvah v'dibartem el ha'sel. V'dibartem el ha'sel. V'yikach Moshe samata milifnei Hashem. V'yakilu Moshe v'Aaron esayido v'yem alem shimon ha'amirim amin ha'sel hazeh noitzi lochem mayim. V'yoru Moshe esyodei v'yaches ha'sel b'matei u'pa'amayim. V'yeitzu mayim rabim. This is called the Chet HaMerivo. Stam, the Meshechochme says, it says, V'dibartem el ha'sela v'nosan meimov. Then it says, V'yachas ha'sela v'matayu pa'amayim v'yeitzu mayim rabim. Meshechochme tells, Hashem didn't say mayim rabim, v'nosan meimov. It says, they hit the sela v'yeitzu mayim rabim. Meshechochme says, in the beginning, they didn't have to have mayim rabim, only a couple drips. Tzadikim shtoisim, one cup, enough. After the chet, they had to drink like in the desert, bottles of water. Mayim rabim, it's a different level. The real kosher of water was a little bit. You know what it meant in the desert that you have to drink? Every trip to go, you know, every day I saw, had to drink bottles, gallons of water. In the beginning, Hashem said, there'll be water. Teva, a person has to have water. Will not dry up, no dehydrated. This is not the Meshechoch Mepshat. But it's a chet. Is it a siddur here? Stam the Welt, Alam Ol Kles, you know, we say in the Tefillah of Geshem. Zohar Moshe b'teivas goyim emin ha'mayim, it's Moshe. Nomoi doloi dolo v'hishkotzoin mayim. Zgulecho eszom mul ha'mayim, al ha'sel ha'ach v'yeitzu moy. Al ha'sel ha'ach v'yeitzu moy. So the shayla is taka if it's going in our parsha, l'chu, our parsha was a chet. So some learn that it's going in the parsha, we have in parsha Shmuis. But the problem is that here it says Minasela. There it says Ala Evan. In Parsha Shmois, the Pasuk says Evan doesn't call Sela. Here the Pasuk calls it Sela. Sela is Mashma our Parsha. There in the Parsha it says Evan. But it's different how I don't. But it was a Tainan Moshe Rabbeinu. Yana Sholo Yigdishani. So Moshe Rabbeinu hit the seller instead of talking to the seller. So a lot of Mefolshim, Oimed, what was exactly the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Rambam brings down that the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu, as they state in Rambam, Yana shelo yemante bi lakdisheini, was Moshe Rabbeinu bo lichlal kas. So the Ibn Ezra says a pshat. He says, the Ibn Ezra says, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would speak to the Evan, to the seller right away, it will take out the water. Moshe, instead of walking to the rock, what Hashem told him? Go to the seller and talk to the seller. Yeah? Okay, so the Yalkut says talk means speak and learning. Yeah? So it's in the Yalkut. Shne olof perik echot, shne olof, sashtikul teir, and water will come out. So it's in the Yalkut. Tanan Devel Yahu also state, Ali Be'er Anula, every morning when they woke up, if the Be'er didn't give water, they would send someone to speak and learning, and then the water would start to come out. The Teir is Meshabbat Devel. But then state in Yahu Kuchimayin here. But okay, Moshe has to talk to the seller, speak and learning. And Moshe goes to the seller, and look what happens. I read the Pesukim. Kach esamate, ודיברתם אל הסלע לעיניהם ונוסן מימוב וייקח מוישה סמטה ויאמר להם שימונו המוירים המן הסלע הזה נויצי לכם מים ויורם מוישה סיודו ויחס הסלע זוג דה אבן עזרה מוישה added a line that Hashem didn't tell him to add. He yelled on כלל ישראל. Was a pchinev kas. Shimuno Hamoyri. While he put a kas before the words that he spoke to the seller, he didn't have the koyach hanevu already. He didn't have his koyach hatoyro already. And while he didn't have the koyach hatoyro, and he didn't have the koyach hanevu, while he didn't have that koyach, b'meile he could not moitzi sela mayim min ha-sela. The mayim min ha-sela was only b'koyach that he had. But the Biskarov explained more from that. That the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was toye, because Chazal say, Yana shelo ye'emanta bo le'akdisheini. So where is Yana shelo ye'emantem bi le'akdisheini? Stop, you spoke to the sela, you hit the sela instead of speaking to the sela. You hit the seller instead of speaking to the seller. But while Moshe Rabbeinu came to Kas, and Kas is Chisorne v'muna and Boira Olam, Kas is Chisorne v'muna and Boira Olam, the Mele, he came to hit the seller. So it's late. I don't have time to go into the Archove. I just want to say one thing. It's a long minor, but I will say it at the end. The Mefoshim explained that this is the same Chet of Chet HaEgel. Hashem told you to talk. Moshe felt that it will not work because he's angry. So he said, I will talk and it will not happen. Bichul Hashem. So he hit. Hashem told him, but I told you to talk. The darkest, lefi madrigosoi, was the same yesoi. Moshe made a cheshbon, Bichul Hashem. He had to go back. It doesn't work. Klaisel will say, what is going on? Moshe is failing. Don't worry. So the boy Oilam. He said, I can't do that. People will say, Moshe. So Moshe knew that if he hits, it works. Before Shem explained, you know, that Amiroyim could have done Moshe. Moshe knew that it could work. But Moshe had a tzivui. And the tzivui did not work. Why did not work? Because Moshe was Yan Shimon HaMoirim. This was a tviya. Hashem says, follow exactly. Follow exactly. You have to know, I want to know, this is the yesod of the parsha. And it's not so hard to see, follow exactly. Do what is the right thing. Don't budge. Do the right thing. Straight like a ruler. People will think, I'm doing the right thing. It's not so hard, but it's a teva. Avadim, Moshe lefi madrigosoi. You're right, G'dayli Yisrael sometimes have cheshbonos, l'shtzerich hasho. Hashem told you, Moshe, it doesn't work out. I'm sorry. And don't think, you know, Moshe never said shochachti. Chazal say, when Aaron told him, you know, why are you angry? We burned the chatos. Moshe said, yeah, I forgot. Happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens, Moshe. Again, lefi madrigosoi. But this was the Oimek HaTviyah. This was the Oimek HaTviyah. Good chance.
Spoke it first. Huh? Don't you spoke it first? First.